Negotiators say 2 days of nuclear talks in Geneva between Iran's new government and the United Nations contact group achieved new levels of specificity and openness. They will not reveal details, however, and say much work remains. Nathan Morley reports.
The EU's top foreign policy official, Catherine Ashton, has said that world powers and Iran have had their most detailed talks ever on Iran's nuclear program. The two sides have held 2 days of discussions in Geneva, with further talks now slated to take place on the 7th and 8th of November.
We have had the opportunity to talk, as I've already indicated, in much greater detail than ever before, to answer each other's questions. But I've already said it, and I'll say it again, we're not going to go into the detail. And I would say to you that you need to allow us the space to now really have the opportunity to move forward.
The Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, also sounded a positive note about the talk so far.
We had 2 days of extensive and fruitful consultations, which will hopefully be the beginning of a new phase in our relations towards closing an unnecessary crisis and opening new horizons.
The West suspects Tehran of seeking to build nuclear weapons, but Iran says its program is purely for peaceful purposes. Since 2006, the UN Security Council has imposed a series of sanctions, including asset freezes and travel bans, on entities and people involved in Iran's nuclear program. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.